And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums and now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. As the nice lady said, I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we're going to give you some great music coming up in this hour, and it's all from that website I just told you about. These charts are for the week ending July 23rd, 2013, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which, as Anthony mentioned, we'll play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program, and we're about to delve into the top 10 as well. You can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Go check it out.
And if you want to reach out to us, a few ways to do that: earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and of course, Twitter @earshot20. That's our handle. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, you should reach out to us and let us know, because we'd love to feature your stuff on this show in amongst the charts. We do it frequently, and coming up in the next couple of weeks, we've got some stuff lined up for that. So look forward to that, and make sure you tell, even if you have friends who are musicians, they should definitely let us know, and we will get those features on. All right, this hour of the program, the top 10 plus the lowdown, going to let you know about some of the albums making debuts on the charts below the top 20. But before we do that, we're going to get into it heavy and give you your first set of three. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 10.
Here is Deer Hunter from the album Monomania. You're going to hear a track called THM at number 10, up from 14. After that, Red Ride 'Em by A Tribe Called Red featuring Eastern Eagle. That is from their second album, Nation to Nation. It's at number 9, down from 7. And also recently made it to the shortlist for the Polaris Music Prize.
Indeed.
At number 8, down from number 4, is Daft Punk from their latest record, Random Access Memories. You're going to hear a track called Give Life Back to Music.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. Frustrations born. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Give Life Back to Music by Daft Punk at number 8, down from 4 this week. The album Random Access Memories at number 9, down from 7 was A Tribe Called Red and Nation to Nation with a track called Red Rhythm featuring Eastern Eagle. And THM by Deer Hunter from the album Monomania at number 10, up from 14.
All right, if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. We're counting down the albums from earshot-online.com. If you haven't been to the site, check it out. It is really awesome. And in the first hour of the program, we counted down the first 10 of the top 20. We also heard from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. If you missed any part of that program, you can check it out online, radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net. And now we're into the top 10, and we're moving right along, getting through the music and giving you lots to listen to. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear You Don't Belong by Dead Ghosts from the album Can't Get No, number 7, up from 11. At number 6, up from 13, is Jay Arner from his self-titled debut, a track called Surf, Don't Sink.
Yeah, and it was great to have the opportunity to talk to Jay last week, hear a little bit about his thoughts and insight into his album. It was a pretty good interview, so if you missed that, you can go back and listen to that as well on the website Radio for All. Okay, we're going to get into it. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Thank you.
It's Earshot 20.
That was a track by Jay Arner from his self-titled debut, a track called Surf Don't Sink. Before that, you heard You Don't Belong by Dead Ghost from the album Can't Get No at number 7, up from 11.
All right, quick break from the countdown now as we let you know what's coming into making a debut on the charts. All right, quick break from the charts now as we let you know what's breaking into the top 50 but haven't quite made it into the top 20 yet. And we call this segment...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right, at number 49 this week, Toronto-based ensemble Masters of Love and Sound release a brand new album of live improvised dub and funk music featuring classic 60s and 70s reggae rhythms with a heavy dose of horns and percussion. That's called Interstellar Dub Encounters. The two-piece art rock band from Montreal, Cinema L'Amour, released their debut album at number 48. It's called Limitations. At number 47, Simone Downs, the singer and songwriter for $100, releases the debut album for side project Fiverr called Lost the Plot. At number 46, the Mississippi-based garage rock band Bass Drum of Death release their eponymous sophomore record following up their 2011 debut, GB City. And at number 41, Hot Chip, the British electronic band released their most recent album, In Our Heads, just a year ago, but now release newly recorded dance pop single Dark and Stormy. At number 35, Seattle psych folk crew Rose Windows recently became the latest addition to Sub Pop Records and released their debut record on the esteemed label, and it's called The Sun Dogs. At number 32, the three-piece band out of sun-soaked Palm Springs, California, You, Me, and Us, released their second EP of a noisy garage pop called Stay Inside. At number 28, Speedy Ortiz, the debut album, released their debut album from the Northampton, Massachusetts noise pop quartet, and it is filled with indie rock inspired by 90s greats such as Pavement and Liz Phair. It's called Major Arcana. At number 25, Sound the Alarm is the 10th album by soul musician Booker T. Jones. And finally, at number 24, Louise Burns, currently of Gold and Youth, releases a new solo album of dark dream pop called The Midnight Mass.
Very cool. Thank you for that, Brian. And Booker T.
Wrestler? That's too safe.
Wrestler? No. No, I'm not. That's not my name pick of the week. I'm just wondering if there was a wrestler.
I don't know.
I think there was a wrestler.
Booker T's been a really famous soul musician for like 30, 40 years.
And here I thought he was just an acclaimed WWE fake wrestling.
No, you're not thinking of the same person.
No?
No. I don't think so.
Well, all right. Fair enough. I guess that's... I don't know very much about a lot of things, but I know a little bit about something, so that's...
I feel like there's a lot to pick from for you this week. As some of our regular listeners might know, Anthony, for some reason, has decided that his favorite thing to do after Lowdown is pick what he finds to be his favorite name, whether he finds it silly. Probably most of the time he just finds it silly.
I do find it silly, although I really
or
like
interesting.
I'm having a hard time paying attention this time.
There was a lot of really interesting things in there this week.
Hand that sheet over. Let me have a look here. Okay.
You have options such as Bass Drum of Death. That's fun. Or You, Me, and Us.
You, Me, and Us. I don't really see anything here that stands out to me as super fun. The name GB City is kind of funny to me. Don't know why, but it is.
All right.
And Fiverr. I eat fiber for breakfast. I just made my own pun that I laughed at. So that was awful.
You're probably the only one that laughed ever.
I eat fiber for breakfast. Oh, it's bad. All right, let's get the charts back on the go here and let them know what's coming in next. And it's number 5. Brian's going to let you know what you're going to hear.
You're going to hear Boards of Canada with a track called Collapse from their latest Tomorrow's Harvest at number 5, down from number 3. And at number 4 this week is Lightning Dust, all the way up from number 15 to number 4, the album Fantasy in a track called Reckless and Wild.
And stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Reckless and Wild by Lightning Dust at number 4 from 15, the album Fantasy, and at number 5, down 2 spots, is Boards of Canada from Tomorrow's Harvest. You heard Collapse.
Here's a little tidbit of information for you. If you've missed any part of the program, you can go online and grab it and listen to it again and again, or whatever you want to do with it. Radio4all.net, radio4all.net. And that's where you can download the program. You can also podcast this show on iTunes if you'd like. And that dates back to quite a few programs ago. So if you missed any program, you want to get a listen of it again, or there's something you missed, or maybe there's a song in there that you really liked and you wanted to hear what it was, you can go back and find that information for yourself. All right, 3 songs left to bring you until this hour is complete, and we have once again counted down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at numero 3.
At number 3, up from 5, is Imaginary Cities from the album Fall of Romance. Here's a track called All the Time.
I was trying to give it a little bit of little bit of culture in there. I use my Numero. I don't know. No good?
Tell me more.
That's all I can tell you. Numero. Number. I know it stands for number.
Good job.
It's a translation of number? I don't know. Anyway, okay. Here it is. Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Your Shot 20.
Number 3. Just gotta get back to the place I let it flow. All for me, not for those who bring me down when they say I gotta go. Endlessly, never slow.
Bring me along so strange. This is the Earshot 20.
Number one.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one this week, sitting still for number one for a couple of weeks. It is Austra. Their latest record is on Paper Bag Records. It's called Olympia, and you heard a track called What We Done. At number two, sitting still at number two, you heard two tracks from the Ketamines from You Can't Serve Two Masters. And they are two great tracks.
They were indeed.
You heard songs called Don't Stop and Thank Me Forever. That is on Mammoth Cave Recordings. Really great Canadian band. I like a lot, so go check that one out. And at number three, up from five, was Imaginary Cities from the album Fall of Romance. Starting off that set to close the program was All the Time.
And just like that, 20 albums, 2 hours, and it's all over for another week. You might be wondering about the program, and if you're not, I'm going to tell you about it anyway. It's the Earshot 20. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station right here in the Port City, 4 to 6 p.m. live every Friday. That's Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners across this great country. And Brian's going to tell you who a few of those are.
Yeah, you could currently be listening to us on Saturday night at 8 p.m. in Corner Brook, Newfoundland on Bay of Islands Radio. Maybe it's Friday morning at 7 a.m. You're listening on UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC on Monday at 3, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBXCX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC on Monday at 2 p.m., CFUV Victoria, BC closing out your Saturday, and starting off your Saturday night, I should say, at midnight, CKUW Winnipeg, Manitoba on Thursday mornings at 6 a.m., CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, just up the road on our sister campus, UNB CHSR Fredericton, New Brunswick, on Friday nights at 7 p.m. CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. CJSF in Burnaby, BC, on Thursday morning. Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ 89.5 in Mason Landing, BC. Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and The Scope, and more. So check your local listings for time and frequency.
If it's the morning, I'm on my way to have a cup of coffee with you, so make sure you pour me one. And if it's the evening, I'm coming to hang out with you, and we'll go club hopping after the show's over. All you great listeners out there. You could also be listening to us because you might have downloaded the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net.
Anytime and anywhere.
Anytime, anywhere. Also a podcast through iTunes. So literally, if you want this program, you can have it. And if you don't...
Pretty much couldn't be easier.
Then I'm going to cry.
We're just not on cassette.
Oh.
But maybe one day.
I don't... If they ever bring back cassettes, that'll be
cassettes are back.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not aware of this movement.
They're back.
I'm going to search it. All right. So that's it. Another week, another countdown. Next week, we'll be back. Lots of interviews, lots of stuff to bring you, and maybe even a new number one. We don't know, and we won't know until next week. But until then, thanks for tuning in, and stick around because there is more great campus and community radio programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.